number 11 from Economic Support Division. Madam Clerk, please read the roll.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding program changes to meet budgeted appropriations related to the Milwaukee County General Assistance Burials Program. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Ms. Biden.
Yes, good morning. This is a report for information only, and it's an area that the department has really operated for a number of years, and it goes back to the General Assistance Program where the department, through income maintenance, operated a burial program which provided funeral services and cremation services to indigent individuals and their families. When the state took over income maintenance, it remained part of the department, and in fact, the individual that is determining certification for individuals who are on Medicaid, as well as individuals who do not meet the Medicaid or Badger Care eligibility, we were providing burial services. And as you can see, that the budget for this has grown each year, and the number of individuals that the county is paying for continues to grow. As you can see, we did have a deficit in 2010, and at the current rate for 2011, we're also going to be exceeding budget. We have taken a look at this. We had some discussions with the medical examiner, and you know, we wanted to make sure that whatever policies we implemented would not impact them in a negative way. And we are proposing some changes to the General Assistance Burial Program. And those changes really involve two things. Where we had been providing a total of $1,500 for funeral services as well as burial, and then also services and cremation, we are proposing to reduce that at this point to $1,000 so that we could at least continue to provide some supplement there. But one of the things we have also noted is that a number of families, as opposed to using it clearly as just an option to provide some burial services, have been using it more as a supplement. You know, burial services at this point are quite expensive. If, you know, any of you have unfortunately had to experience that, it does not really cover, you know, a complete burial. But if you don't have any resources, it does allow you to have some type of burial services. The other thing we're proposing is that we would pay $300 to the medical examiner for individuals where they have bodies that are not claimed. And sometimes that does happen. Someone will pass and no one comes to claim the body. And as opposed to actually doing a funeral service, a burial for them, we would provide cremation services. Our experience has been that the cost of that is about $300. That's generally what we have been billed. So for the balance of this year, we would reduce that $1,500 to $1,000, and we would also then, you know, provide cremation services for individual bodies that are not claimed, and that we would also cap off what we would pay for cremation services. We would still offer the option of a burial or the option of a cremation, but only we would lower that in order to try to retain the program. We did put some a few additional dollars in this program next year to try to retain it because it certainly, as you can see, has been one that is used. If an individual is on Medicaid, Medicaid does pay for those individuals. So we are really talking about individuals at that poverty level that have no other resources. And, you know, it is a service we've provided for a number of years. And, you know, it is certainly one that we'd like to continue. However, we do feel the need to try to maintain it within the dollars that we have appropriated.
Are there any comments or questions from committee?
This is something we'll have to take a look at further in the budget. There is a huge need, but I do think that the program was not meant to be supplemental. It was meant to be the be-all, end-all. And so we'll have to tighten that up a little bit. All right. Moving on to item number 12.